Learning Independence Through Life Experiences and the National Federation of the Blind by Andrew D. Adams. A photo appears on the page, the caption, Andrew D. Adams. From the editor, Andrew D. Adams serves on the board of the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina and is its fundraising chairman, as well as first vice president of one of its largest chapters in the capital city of Columbia. He is a member of the current Kenneth Jernigan Leadership and Service Program cohort. Upon finishing The Nature of Independence, I felt inspired to open up about my experiences in life. As I read Dr. Kenneth Jernigan's classic speech, I found myself nodding along and completely agreeing with his definition of independence. Throughout his speech, he said things that I have learned about independence through my life. I've realized that just because you may need help with certain tasks in life does not mean you are not living independently. True independence means having the confidence and courage to make decisions that allow you to live your life to the fullest. Before reading The Nature of Independence, I was gifted the unfortunate chance to know what it feels like to not be independent. After beating cancer, I was left with a body that had been weakened by the cancer-fighting drugs that saved my life. My immune system was shot, which caused me to have several health complications. I developed cytomegalovirus, CMV, and later meningitis, forcing doctors to put me in a medically induced coma to treat. During this time, I was bedridden and unable to care for myself. For the first time in my adult life, my dad had to help me bathe and perform other tasks to get ready for the day. This was not only humiliating, but emotionally heartbreaking. It truly felt like my independence had been stolen from me. I will admit that at that point in my life, I took great pride in being able to do things for myself. So, when I was no longer able to, I struggled with having to depend on others. In my mind, I thought anything less than independence was weakness. However, as the years passed, and before I read Dr. Jernigan's work, I began to learn that, while I was sick, accepting help did not make me any less independent. Accepting help allowed me to get better safely and carry on with my life. I can now say I knew what Dr. Jernigan was talking about when he stated, "Our independence comes from within." Independence is not about how you walk. It's about strength, power over your own life, and self-esteem. Losing my vision was another eye-opening moment for me. Not only did I have to relearn how to do basic tasks, I had to learn how to do everything differently. I needed people to help guide me where I needed to go, help me find clothes, and help me with other day-to-day tasks. Trust me when I say this process was very frustrating and broke me down emotionally more than once. However, it allowed me to learn how to take back my life. With time, I learned how to use a white cane, travel to new places, use access technology, and learn how to do daily living tasks on my own again. One of the biggest factors that allowed me to regain my independence was the National Federation of the Blind. When I became involved with the Federation, I was introduced to like-minded individuals who believed in me and challenged the stereotypes I once believed about blindness. Not only did they show me that we are capable of doing anything we set our minds to, but they taught me how to look at blindness in a different way. Instead of viewing it as a limitation, I learned to view it as another aspect of my life that I could teach myself to work around with enough training, advocacy, and confidence. Most of all, the Federation showed me that independence isn't about whether you accept help from others. It's about having the confidence, know-how, and power to make decisions for yourself. Now as the Assistant Director of South Carolina's Successful Transitions Program for Young Adults, I find myself trying to incorporate all of these things into my work. I am there to help students when they need me, but I also want them to realize how great they are. I want them to continue to push themselves and know that although they may encounter challenges, they are not limitations. Challenges allow us to grow as individuals and learn more about ourselves. Reading The Nature of Independence solidified what I have learned about independence throughout my life. We are independent during some phases of our life and not so independent during others. The important thing is that we have the strength, confidence, and self-love to keep moving forward no matter what. That is what independence means to me and how I strive to live my life.